Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
On the one, and we are joined by a traveller, someone who is about to go all the way from Tamaki Makaurau to Ponakea. They just put out a new EP called Burn Cycle. Please welcome Kala. Morena Kala, how you doing?
Morena.
Oh, sorry, I'll just get you on the system real quick. There we go. Now we can hear you. Hey.
Yummy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, how are things up in Tamaki?
Great, yeah, lovely morning. Can report.
Nice. What are the energy levels like for this massive, potentially 9-hour drive to Ponakea? How's everyone feeling?
I'm just in survival mode now. It's been a busy week, as everyone has, leading up to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're just going to plow through.
I'm fucking good.
Yeah, we've got Connor here as well. He's the driver.
Shout out, Connor. Oh, my goodness. That's great. Lovely to see Connor's there. Oh, that's good. I'm glad. You'll need some coffees or some V or something to keep you pumped, but I'm sure you've got it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So we're here to talk about your new EP, Burn Cycle, which is very fire-themed. Are you yourself a fire sign?
No, I'm a water sign.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, this leads into another question of mine, because your previous two lengthy projects are very element themed. Your last year's Patton's Remedy having some real earth / forest vibes, and your 2021 release being literally called My Body of Water. Will any future project involve air? Will you make an air based project in the future?
I love that you asked that question. In my mind, I've actually already almost finished the next album, which is animal themed, and I didn't realize I was sort of automatically cycling through these elements until I'd like finished a fourth album. and I'm like, oh, okay, we'll just go with this. Maybe it'll be a special release of the elements at some point where I combine them. But yeah.
If it's animal, then that means you're going to become Captain Planet because you got heart next. Ow!
Oh, true. That's a 90s baby right there. Captain Planet.
Connor's infiltrating the interview.
Classic. Now, you're a classically trained soprano singer. How often do you hear jokes about The Sopranos, like the TV show?
Oh, never. Have you got one?
No, I legit don't, because I didn't want to, like, tire you. I thought that you probably get heaps of them. But no, none.
Well, I have never seen it, so
okay.
I'm not going to be very helpful.
Okay, yeah, no, fair enough. It's a really good show. I mean, I don't know if you can relate as a soprano singer, but it's a really, really awesome show. I highly recommend you give it a geese if you're into any crimey sort of stuff.
Excellent. I'll check it out.
Hell yeah. The EP, as I mentioned before, very, very fire-themed, right from its inception as being composed for the burning of a 3-story effigy at the 2024 Kiwi Burn Festival. Now, was this something you got asked to do, or was this something that you applied for?
I got asked to do it, so I knew the person who was designing the effigy structure and the concept behind it, mm-hmm. and he decided he really wanted music played live, so we ended up putting me in the back of a horse truck on the paddock and linking up 3 giant sound camps, and they performed live right in front of the huge structure that was burnt.
And the structure itself, was it a horse that was being burnt?
No.
No.
You might get horse from Burning Horse, which is a South Island event. Not linked at all, actually. But I have played there. It's burning at Kiwi Burn. They do a different structure every year, so it's an entirely new concept. And you have a team of people that create it and bring it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's impermanent and it gets destroyed.
What was the shape of the structure at this year's thing?
The structure was actually like a castle, but it was more about the interaction that people could have with it when they went inside, that it had different rooms where you could interact with different sensory experiences.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what were some of those rooms and, sensory experiences?
Well, I mean, the first one, I think the most poignant one that comes to mind is a composting toilet.
Whoa.
I really wanted to use the composting toilet because it felt, you know, if I could sacredly burn my experiment in this ceremony, it just felt really poignant.
That's super poignant. I imagine it might smell a bit weird, but anyway, sorry. We'll move on from that. The EP goes for 18 minutes, but how long did it actually take for the effigy to be burned to the ground?
Yes, we estimated 30 minutes, but it ended up being 45 that I was playing for.
Far out. So how did you, I guess the EP is 18 minutes, as I mentioned before, so how did you stretch out the material that you used for the EP? Did you just repeat some songs?
It was the reverse, actually, that I refined it to get it down to 18 minutes.
Ah.
Yeah, which is why it's coming out in December, when I initially wrote it in January.
Crack up. Why do you feel the need to refine it?
I think to have a really poignant and potent piece of work that people can listen to easily in a recorded setting, mm-hmm. which is quite different from live. I feel like in a live element with the burn, there was a lot else going on. You had, you know, like 100 fire spinners that came out and did a performance at the start, and then you had the actual effigy to watch itself, and mm-hmm. they had, you know, fireworks going off and this big cannon that led off this huge explosion of flame. It was, you know, very, very dynamic. So sort of like trying to condense that, for the recorded version.
Fair enough. That is very fair. I imagine it would get quite overcrowded with all those noises. Now, the opener here, now this is exceptionally ambient with violin and major synth tones. The second mm-hmm. track starts super harrowing with your operatic voice and the violin sounding as though it's scoring a Roman political scandal, and these taiko-sounding drums, with the closer track having a very heavenly feel. It's more piano-driven, features points mm-hmm. of very quiet and close singing, vocal mm-hmm. layering, as well as choral belting, and delicious sub-bass. How did you structure the EP to reflect the different, I guess, stages of the effigy burning? Is that how you structured it?
Yes. So the starting piece I knew was going to be during the fire performance. So that's that. It's very looped, and it's like it's got a movement to it that really gets you lost in it. So I wanted to have that timeless feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main center track is designed around the burning of the actual effigy itself, with the peaks and troughs, you know, builds up to a climax, which is when the big cannon was released with the huge amount of flame. And then the final piece itself, for me, that was my personal reflection on, you know, my effigy burn and what I was sort of channeling through the composition. And that was designed around once the peak of the flame has exploded, then it trickles down to the like really slow hot burn of the embers is what that piece is designed to be. So it's, yeah, and the whole structure of the piece kind of mirrors how you might set a flame ablaze, you know, from trying to get the fire started, and then it's away, and then it settles.
So is there anywhere anyone can watch the video, because I imagine it'd be quite entrancing?
Yeah, I've got some clips, so I will be sharing on my social media some footage from the actual burn itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be probably the first place to look.
Awesome. Okay, I'm definitely keen to have a look, because it sounds incredibly enchanting and enrapturing. After hearing this EP, I really think you should score the next Dune film. would you imagine
working with Hans Zimmer? What a dream.
Oh, that'd be a total dream, man. If you could score any kind of film, what would you want to go for?
Oh, yeah. I mean, probably Dune. Like, it's one of the best soundtracks I've ever heard. And if not, maybe like the... I was about to say the sci-fi version, but it is sci-fi. Maybe like put it in space and add some unicorns. And some fairies, and like make it a little bit more magical.
Fair enough. It's a bit of a stark soundtrack. It sounds very desperate. But yeah, no, I definitely got the vibes on the opening track. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Excellent.
I want to thank you for your time, especially since you were driving down to Pōneke on a huge trip. Got a big old hero's voyage ahead of you. But I do want to know, do you have any upcoming shows around Ōtepoti, and do you have a lot of plans musically for 2025? You mentioned you've got an album in the works.
Yes. I'm getting down as far as Ōtautahi for a gig on the 22nd of December. Not quite down to Ōtepoti this time, but with the next album, I'll definitely come home and do a show. It'll be late summer, early autumn.
Oh, yeah.
So keep an eye out for that.
Cool. So like April, May-ish?
Yeah.
March to May?
Yeah, I think around about then.
Mean. Awesome. Well, I'm very, very excited to hear it, and have to get you back on the program.
Thank you so much, Zach. It's so nice to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise, man. Travel safe, and take care, Connor and Keller.
Thank you. All right. Ka kite anō.
Ka kite anō. All right, folks, that was Kala. We're chatting about their new EP, Burn Cycle, which you can find wherever you get music. We're going to play here now this from the new EP. It's 9:12 on the One. Keep it real.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.